Hey guys, Scott here with 30 Little Hacksaws. How you doing? So, Comcast has officially bowed out the race. The bidding race they had with Disney to acquire the 20th Century Fox's assets. They've bowed out and instead are going to be pursuing Sky. That's what they want to go for. And so it looks, you know, like Disney is going to get it. They're going to get all of Fox's assets. There's a big shareholders meeting, I think, on the 27th, where they're, you know, the guys at Fox are voting yay or nay on it. I can't imagine they'll say nay to all that money. You know, like what, $80 billion? Is that what they're spending? That's what Disney's offering, something like that. You know, they're buying all that stuff. Plus, you know, they're also paying off like Fox's like $12 billion debt, something like that. So, yeah, there you go. It looks like a done deal, you know. And so, on top of that, in my previous podcast, I talked about the Clone Wars coming back on the Disney streaming service, which I'm very excited about, and I know there must be Star Wars fans around the world who love that series, who are cheering with joy that it's coming back. And I've been thinking over the last couple of days, you know, over what's going to happen with this Disney streaming service and what Disney's going to announce film and TV wise when the deal with Fox has gone through and they have everything, because it's a lot of money they're spending, and so they're gonna start earning that money back straight away. I think one of the first things we're gonna get is they're going to announce who's playing Wolverine in the MCU. He might not even show up in a film for a couple of years, but they're gonna announce who's playing him. Because I just think it's a character that makes so much money, Wolverine. You know, the Fox X-Men films, you know, made him an even more iconic character than he already was in the comics. And so I think we're going to hear about who's playing Wolverine quickly. I think they'll start slotting in talk about mutants, and we'll see Fantastic Four characters showing up in other films before they get their own film. You know, and so I think the Marvel side of things will happen very quickly. I don't think we'll hear about the X-Men and Fantastic Four movies happening straight away. I think it'll be more subtle than that, because I think Kevin Feige's got, he knows what his Phase 4 looks like, even though they say it might not be called Phase 4. You know, the next chunk of movies that's coming out after Phase 3, he knows what they're going to be. In a previous podcast, I talked about what I think's coming out in 2020. And so I think, you know, rather than, you know, have to reshuffle again, I think he will, it'll just start slotting characters in, like Silver Surfer. You know, I think, you know, we might see him pop up. You know, maybe we'll get the Fantastic Four popping up in a post-credit scene of Guardians of the Galaxy, you know? Maybe they just stumble into the Fantastic Four in a bar or something, or maybe Doctor Strange or Ant-Man bumps into them in another reality or something. Who knows? There's so many possibilities there. However, it's everything else that they're getting, which is more of a question mark, because so many of the properties they're acquiring are just not properties I'd expect Disney to do something with. You know, but they're clearly going to do something with it, because these things make money and they need to make their billions back quickly. So they're going to have Predator and Alien. And so the Predator's getting a new film from Shane Black. And if that's successful, I imagine we're probably going to see more of those. But that's sort of an unknown quantity at this time. But yeah, Predator is obviously a popular franchise. And I think Disney will just want to continue that. I'm intrigued to see what they're going to do with Alien, to be honest, because Prometheus and Alien Covenant were not good, and I hope they recognize that. I mean, I don't think they made tremendous amounts of money, but they made a bit, didn't they? And so I'd hope that if they can, well, when they continue on the Alien franchise, that they don't have Ridley Scott come back, because the guy's made a couple good films in recent years, like The Martian was good, and I know he's made a few other things, but mostly his stuff has just gone downhill in terms of quality. I honestly, in a lot of ways, think he should stop. Obviously it's what he loves doing, it's his livelihood, so obviously he's going to continue. But I just feel, as a director, I sort of feel he's lost the thing he had early on, that made his films so good. So I hope they decide to go in a fresh direction with a fresh voice on Alien. Planet of the Apes is obviously another franchise they're going to be getting. I'm not sure what they'll do with that, to be honest, because we've just had, in my opinion, the best trilogy of this decade in the Apes trilogy. And it's just too early to do like another reboot or whatever. Maybe they'll decide to continue it and do a fourth film, and remake the original Planet of the Apes, or continue after it. I don't know. With the ending, of War of the Planet of the Apes, it's pretty hard to continue that story straight away. I think you'd have to just go back and, remake the original Planet of the Apes. Maybe they'd do that, or maybe they'd do something different. I could see them doing an animated series, maybe on their streaming service. Now, the last piece I'm going to talk about, because there's so many different properties they're getting. Home Alone, I imagine they're going to do a new Home Alone series. That could be great. Lots of other things. But the one I'm truly intrigued by is Firefly. They're getting the rights to Firefly. Now, with the Clone Wars coming back, could Firefly come back? I don't think we are going to get Firefly back in the way we'd like it. We'd like for the rest of that season that was cancelled. We'd like the rest of that now, please. I think we could possibly get that. But I'd see it more in possibly an animated form. I wouldn't want them to recast it because the actors brought so much to those characters. But I think, you could do like what Telltale are doing, something like that. Maybe they'd maybe they'd get Firefly, make a Firefly Telltale game. I doubt it. Firefly's got a really, cult following. But it's not, a massive franchise like Walking Dead or Guardians or Batman. But you never know. But I think we'll get it back. Honestly, when I read that they'd be getting Firefly back, and I saw the whole Clone Wars things happening, I was like, there's a chance. There's a chance we're going to finish it off. Because every summer I watch Firefly, and this year I showed it to my mum and my brother, and they really enjoyed it. And I always just get so sad at the end of the 14th episode, because it's like this was so good and they just cut it short. It's so sad we're not getting any more. So yeah, I think Disney, they're gonna need to make this money back, and I think they're gonna be trying a lot of things out, and I think they're gonna call Joss Whedon up and say, look, how can we continue this? And I think there's a way. I'm not sure if we'll get the same actors back. I mean, could you imagine that, man? Like the crew, but a bit older, continuing the story in live action would be amazing, but maybe it's too late. Who knows? But yeah, there's my thoughts on that. I'm very excited by the prospect of more Firefly. Intrigued by what, they're gonna do with Marvel. And yeah, see you around.